Quick as a snake, I pounced on my priceless corn cob. I mean, I'd never known Slim and Loper to steal anything, but when a guy moves into the higher echelons, he must assume that everyone is a potential thief. When they came into the corrals, I was there by the fence with my life savings between my paws. Loper noticed, and he being the world's leading expert on everything, he had to make a smart remark about it. Look at that fool dog. He had that corn cob this morning. You suppose he eats those things? Slim stopped and stared at me. Beats me. I think he could use a brain transplant. They chuckled and walked down the alley to the back lot. We're so lucky to have such gifted comedians on the ranch. They're not real good at digging post holes or working cattle or working at anything, but they do have a gift for making smart mouth remarks. I glanced over at Drover. What are you grinning about?
Who, me? I don't know. I just thought it was good time to grin, I guess.
If I had just frittered away my fortune and lost my priceless corn cob, I don't think I'd be grinning.
I don't think I would either.
Then why don't you wipe that stupid grin off your face?
Oh, okay.
He ran a paw over his mouth, and as though by magic, the stupid grin was replaced by a stupid frown. Next thing I knew, a bunch of steers came pounding into the front lot. The cowboys had driven them up from the sick pen. I snatched up my priceless corn cob and crawled through the fence. Loper backed the stock trailer up to the loading chute, and he and Slim started driving the steers into the crowding pen. They whistled and shouted, and then Loper hollered out, "Come on, Hank, give us a hand!" Under ordinary circumstances, I'm in charge of loading cattle, which is a subdivision of my overall position as head of ranch security. Over the years, I've developed a number of techniques that have revolutionized the field of cattle loading. But that's under ordinary circumstances. On that particular day, at that particular moment, I was busy guarding my priceless corn cob.
Hank, come on!
Drover was getting nervous and started hopping up and down.
Hank, they're calling! Don't you think we'd better go help?
You go help. I'm busy. Furthermore, I've gone into retirement.
Retirement?
Yeah, retirement. Maybe you've forgotten, son. I'm rich. I can do anything I want to do. And you know what I want to do?
What?
Absolutely nothing. I don't have to put up with this lousy job anymore. Maybe you have to do menial labor, but I don't. From now on, I'm living on Easy Street.
I don't even know what mean old labor is, so how can I do it?
Just go bite a steer, that's all.
What if he kicks me?
Spit out your teeth and gum him.
Oh, my gosh.